The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. If you're on the Bayou and the River Parish or in New Orleans or wherever you listen, and be careful on the road if it's raining like it is here on the Bayou. Be careful. Roads are wet. And so it's one of those type afternoons, you may catch the big shower. You might not. Mike, to tell you along with Charlie Long at 5:45, I should say, Steve Geller will join us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. A little after 4:20, we'll have on with us Glenn West. Charlie, got to meet him for the first time.
Yeah, about that.
At the Manning Passing Academy. We're starting a basketball team. I got the first two guys.
Yeah, I'll play power forward. Glenn will play center. There's not many guys that I look up to, Mike, but Glenn West is definitely one of them.
From 247, a lot of things going on, certainly, in the transfer portal with LSU baseball. And this is the time of year where you start to get a lot of football commitments, guys making their announcements. And LSU got a commitment over the weekend from a young man who played quarterback. He'll transfer to the defensive back position, most likely cornerback. And so we'll get Glenn's take on that at 4:40. Charlie and I got to sit down with Garrett Nussmeier, the LSU quarterback at the Manning Passing Academy. We'll get his thoughts on the upcoming season. And Charlie, he was very adamant that in year two, the jump came for Joe Burrow. It came for Jaden Daniels. I'm my own guy, though, and I'm different than both of them. But, man, he got into specifics on a couple of players on the team I think people would be really interested in. And Tre'Davious Green, also certainly Bauer Sawyer, and as a freshman cornerback there. That you just saw his eyes light up when I asked about it. And, listen, I've been told this by guys that really don't praise freshmen. They say he's one of a kind, and he could maybe be the best talent they've seen at that cornerback position since Patrick Peterson, which is really saying something for LSU. So
Mike,
we'll get not only Glenn's take on that, but also Nussmeier's take on it.
DJ Pickett, you know, he's 6'4", isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, how many 6'4" corners? Was that a question that, if I'm remembering correctly, I think you brought that up to Garrett. It's just like, how many 6'4" corners do you even see nowadays?
Not many.
Yeah, really not many. And that's why all these big receivers are such matchup problems. But yeah, Garrett was awesome, man. I'm really looking forward to playing that audio. Really, really good kid. But as you also kind of mentioned, he's kind of looking to blaze his own path, so to speak, instead of being the next Joe Burrow, being the next Jaden Daniels, those guys that made those year two leaps as a starting quarterback of the LSU Tigers. He's looking to do his own thing.
Yeah, no question. Because, you know, as he told me, you know, I'm different than both of them. I just got to do my own thing. Also, we'll have at 5:20 the guy that he is going to be looking across the field at. Game one in Clemson. Man, and Klubnik, I will say Cade, I'll watch him. Charlie, he was impressive throwing the ball. Whew. And I even brought it up to Archie, and we both said at the same time, man, he can really wing it. He was accurate. And you got to remember, for Nussmeier, he has thrown to some of these receivers before that worked at Manning camp. Some of them from LSU. Some of them are from Nichols, Southeast Louisiana, from Grambling, Southern, Southern Miss, from Tulane. And he's worked with the LSU guys. Klubnik's not worked with any of them.
Right.
And, man, was he accurate throwing the football. Again, you're not having a 300-pound guy jumping on top of you, but he was very accurate throwing the football throughout the sessions I saw on the Friday, the Saturday, and also the Sunday morning. Really, I thought he was a bigger, kind of bigger guy, to be honest with you. You know, you have it in your head, but he's mobile, and you can see he throws the ball very, very well off the waggle or off the run.
You know, this is kind of off the field, Mike, but both very impressive kids as well. Klubnik and Garrett Nussmeier are both really, like, grade-A personalities, very good guys. As far as Klubnik goes, though, Mike, the jump that he made last year in his junior campaign, going from about 2,800 yards to just under 3,700 yards, 19 touchdowns to 36 this past year with the Clemson Tigers, and then dropping the interception rate down as well from 9 to 6. So he really made that leap this past year. I know that he was still a little bit inconsistent, a little bit up and down with the Tigers that ended up making the postseason last year, but there's a reason that Clemson folks are very, very hyped up about this upcoming season, and a lot of it starts with number two, Cade Klubnik.
Yeah, I told him, man, Herb Tyler and I, we doing the LSU pregame. Everybody's, I don't know, maybe they had money on it, but they had a lot of people at Acme Arch House that was pulling for Clemson in that game against South Carolina. And they get right down there, and it kind of gets away from them. But that defense from South Carolina was really good, and we didn't get a chance to talk to him. He sort of left early, but, boy, Lenore Sellers also. Charlie, can he throw a football? And you can see his accuracy skills and his mechanics are so much better than it was even last year. His setup and delivery, I watched Peyton Manning just kind of oversee him, kind of worked with him a little bit with his footwork. But you talk about a guy that can wing it. Man, Lenore Sellers can throw a football.
Mike, as you mentioned, we weren't able to speak with him because he wasn't there for too long, and we spoke with five different quarterbacks. So, you know, we didn't get to Lenoris, but we did get to see him. I saw him over to the right side. I mean, that kid is huge. He is all of 6'3", 240 pounds. I mean, if you're talking about South Carolina for this upcoming season and Shane Beamer and the projections for them, obviously, as you mentioned, Mike, they lost a lot of defensive talent to the NFL draft this past year. The defense isn't going to be close to what it was for South Carolina this past season. But, man, if you look at that kid at quarterback, Lenoris Sellers, and what he can do both with his arm and with his feet, you got to kind of like what you see from the South Carolina Gamecocks offense ahead of the 2025 season.
Yeah, I think they'll be more explosive on offense. They can't be as good on defense. You lose
right.
that many guys, you're not going to be nearly as good. I'm not talking about his accuracy, but physically, who he reminds me of is Anthony Richardson.
He's that big, Mike.
He's sort of built along those lines. Now, he's more accurate. Anthony Richardson came here to Manning. Bobby and I talked about it. He was not accurate throwing against the wind. I mean, that was nobody in front of him, and he was inaccurate. Now, he put on a show because of the fact he could throw the football so far, and, man, you could almost, like, hear the ball spin in the air. I mean, that's how hard he threw a football. But Lenore Sellers, he's a more accurate passer downfield, especially in that short to intermediate part of the game than what Anthony Richardson was at Florida. And certainly when we watched him here at the Manning Passing Academy, he was inaccurate then, and that was nobody rushing him. So that was a big gamble, and, boy, it's still a big gamble right now for the Indianapolis Colts. We'll have a lot more sports talk here on the Big 870. Glenn West will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Go 247 Sports, Glenn West. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. And before we started, I was telling Charlie, y'all got to meet for the first time. I've got two-fifths of a basketball team with you two.
Hey, I'm there, man. If y'all have me, I'll be front and center.
We got a nasty front court between the two of us, Mike.
Yeah. Glenn, before we get into baseball a little bit, this is the time of year where, man, it really starts to heat up the commitments from some of the prep players who don't want to string this along. Many of them, and some of them change their minds. And listen, it's their prerogative to do it if they can do it if they'd want. But we've got a number of them that have said, hey, I'll make that decision in July before I head back to school. LSU getting a commitment over the weekend. But, man, LSU is in for a lot and some battles, too, with guys that are 4- and 5-star recruits. But looks as though this team could really close strong in recruiting, especially if they can get that pass rusher and maybe another lineman or two.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they've got, 11, 12 commits right now in their recruiting class. We're expecting a couple more to pop this week for LSU. I mean, you're absolutely right. This is kind of the time where guys will want to make decisions before their senior seasons and really kind of shut things down. Things are never really shut down in recruiting, I guess, in this day and age. But
that's true.
I think, look, LSU sits in a really good position right now with a 5-star defensive edge rusher, Trenton Henderson. He's set to make his commitment on July the 2nd. Should we're expecting it to be LSU. So, of course, things can change over the next 48 hours, but Tigers really kind of got in on him, I think, at this official visit over, I think it was the first weekend of June that they really had him on, and they did a really nice job of making their pitch to him. And so I would expect him to be potentially a part of this class, by the end of this week. And then J.J. Bush is a linebacker at Alabama, top, four-star, one of the best defensive players out of the state of Alabama. And so LSU did a really nice job with him on his official visit as well. And so I do think that, a couple defensive players could be in the works for this week. The big one, though, that we're all waiting for is Lamar Brown on July the 10th, and that's the five-star defensive lineman from University High. Been on LSU's campus since he was a freshman and, goes to school there right on LSU's campus and has been around the program probably as much as any recruit that I've ever been around over the last couple of years, just visiting the facilities and getting to hang with the coaching staff and things of that nature. I think it's going to be, really a two-man battle there down the stretch for him. LSU, A&M are the two that are really pushing for him down the stretch, and we'll see if the hometown Tigers can keep him in state.
Desiree and Ellis, who is from Franklin Parish, and you don't have a lot of guys from on the LSU list over the last 10 years from that area, played quarterback, and now is projected to play, I would think, corner is where they're going to give him a look first. If not, he'll play free safety, but give us a little bit of a rundown on Desiree and Ellis.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. He's a 6'2", 6'3", long defensive back / quarterback. He's played quarterback most of his career, but hasn't really played a whole ton of DB yet. And so this is going to be kind of a long-term play, I think, for LSU because he's really going to start playing corner, I think, this year. So you're looking kind of on long-term potential and athleticism there to really round out that cornerback class with Havon Finney, who they already have out of California. Really highly touted four-star player, going to be one of the best in the country. And so you bring in a guy like Ellis, who's maybe a little bit more of a long-term project, but a guy who has a standing jump of 6'4". I mean, I think he did the long jump at 6'4" this past year. And so he's got some athletic tools to him. And playing the quarterback position, you obviously know, a little bit about defensive structure and just kind of the best ways to maybe have success as a cornerback. So maybe that's a good end for LSU and for him to maybe learn that position a little bit quicker. There's certainly a pipeline, though, of really talented, high school quarterbacks transitioning to that defensive side of the ball and being really good defensive players over the course of their college career. And LSU's hoping that Ellis is going to be one of those guys.
Man, I know one of them from right down the road from where I live, Corey Webster.
Yeah. Webster.
Yeah, Nick told him, you're going to play receiver for us. That didn't last too long. He did play receiver, but then all of a sudden he got switched over to cornerback, and really it was maybe the best decision of his career. Double-digit career in the National Football League with the Giants, was a really good corner, and Corey was also a tremendous basketball player. Those athletes, if they can transition well, and it's all about technique, I think, has got a shot there. We'll switch into baseball and kind of late in the process, because I think July 1st is the last day you can enter the transfer portal for baseball. But Ashton Larson entering the transfer portal, how big of a surprise was that for you? Now, they do now, because you got Curiel, Jake Brown returning. Now you kind of worried a little bit about what will happen with Stanfield and Ethan Fry. But your thoughts on Ashton Larson getting into the transfer portal?
Yeah, not a huge surprise there. I mean, his role had been kind of diminished this year with the team just because guys like Stanfield, like Ethan Fry, like Jake Brown, Josh Pearson, those players all kind of came in and really established themselves very early in the season as kind of go-to options for LSU in that outfield / DH role. And so there really just weren't a whole ton of opportunities for Larson to see the field down the stretch of the season. And, I give him credit for sticking it out. He was there throughout the entire postseason run. And every time I saw him, he looked to be pretty upbeat about the whole situation. He was out there cheering on his teammates and had a front row seat to a national championship. So that's never a bad gig. But I think he's just going to go look for somewhere to play, and he'll play right away, probably wherever he ends up. And I think just from an LSU perspective, you look at Jake Brown returning, Derek Curiel back. We'll see kind of what happens with Curiel and Chris Stanfield and Ethan Frye. I would guess if we're sitting here today that both of those guys end up signing professional contracts. So you're looking right now at an open spot there in the outfield. And so we'll see kind of what LSU can piece together, whether it's through transfer portal or in this freshman class. They've got a lot of options to potentially fill out that third spot in the outfield. Maybe one guy on the returning roster to keep an eye on is John Pearson. He played third base slash outfield for most of the fall and even into spring camp. So he could be potentially an option to play a little bit of outfield for LSU next year. But there's going to be some more additions here, whether it's through the freshman class or in the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Glenn, is because the portal, you know, LSU, and I get it, it was kind of a long extended stay in Omaha getting them to the national championship, but LSU's only added really a few players in the portal. I know we've talked to you about this, that they can be selective because they have a lot of returning talent, adding a couple left-handed pitchers in Danny Lockenmeyer from North Dakota State, who was kind of a closer there, and then Ryler Smart, who was a left-handed pitcher from Tennessee. He kind of redshirted last year, but they obviously still had their eyes on him. They got a couple infielders as well in the portal so far, too. But you're going to be expecting Jay Johnson to target at least one outfielder, right?
Yeah, I would assume that they go after an outfielder. I think they're going to still add some more pitching and maybe some more infield players as well, whether it's another power bat or something like that. I'll tell you this, they're extremely excited about Lockenmeyer. I mean, that's a guy that was just a true freshman last year. Didn't really have a whole lot of options, I guess, coming into college, found his way to North Dakota State. And really was a huge piece to that team last year as a true freshman. And they think, you know, one of the things that I've heard Jay Johnson say and that he's told us, you know, throughout the entirety of the season is that there's always a player that you get out of the transfer portal where you know as soon as you get them, they can change the course of the next season. And he really threw Anthony Ianson into that mix, certainly Gage Jump and Luke Holman before that. But he thinks that Danny Lockenmeyer has a chance to be that player for LSU next year. So they're very high on him. They're very excited to get him in the building. And then, with between Seth Darter and Braden Simpson, those are two infielders that I think they feel good about in terms of getting some power at bats for next year. They got to go earn those spots. But, first, third, and second are all open. They're wide open for next year in terms of playing time. So we'll see them probably add another infielder, I would guess, maybe some more pitching, and certainly look for an outfielder as well. But like you mentioned, they're going to be picky because they have a good returning core coming back next year, and they feel really good about all the players that are already in the program to really take another step forward.
Glenn, what's a unique moment on radio sometimes? We have Jay Johnson on Thursday. Oh. So, you know, we talking to Coach, and, he's on and on. And I said, I know you're a relentless recruiter. I got one more question for you. He says, okay, he said, yeah, give it to me. One more question. He said, matter of fact, I got a recruit right in front of me I'm trying to get right now. An hour later, the young man from University of Tennessee announces he's committed to LSU.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that is player. Coach Johnson. That's Coach.
Yeah, he is a 24/7 relentless recruiter. I mean, he is at the top of the sport right now, him and his staff. I think the biggest thing is that they've had continuity the last couple of years as a staff, too. So they really are, in lockstep of what they want, what they think can be successful as a contributing piece to any team. And when you have that, that camaraderie as a staff, that's the first part. And then it's just about making that pitch. And look, two national championships in three seasons pretty much sells itself. And then you've got the fact that it's a historic or pretty consistent program like LSU. And they're going to get the guys that they want. The right guys on the bus has been a real kind of theme and motto for them over the last year. And I think they're going to go out and they're going to find guys that fit their program and fit their model of success.
Glenn, I had it asked of me quite a bit at the Manning camp. We've also had it on text and people calling in. Do you think Nate Yeske returns as the pitching coach for LSU? Because, when you win a national championship, a lot of times, man, you get some opportunities there. And maybe not all necessarily with a college team, though they pay him pretty good for pitching coaches in college, maybe from the major leagues, too. So do you expect Nate to return for 2026 for LSU?
I do. I mean, I would be a little surprised if he got scooped up by, you know, a major league team because they're in the middle of their season right now, too. I'm not sure that's going to be a realistic option at this point. But I don't know if he's going to be entertaining any head coaching jobs. I think most of those are pretty much already filled up. So unless he wants to go, you know, make an ancillary, you know, like a parallel move to another program to be a pitching coach, I don't see it. I don't see that happening. And I think he'll be back next year. I think Josh Jordan will be back next year. Josh Simpson is another guy that they really like in that program and is going to be a big part of their recruiting success as well. So, yeah, I think you're looking at, you know, a third straight year of LSU pretty much keeping the same guys, you know, intact on as far as the staff is concerned.
You know, Glenn, we're going to play the interview Mike had with Garrett Nussmeier a little bit later on in the show at the Manning Passing Academy. But Mike asked him about a couple players. He asked him about the tight ends and Tre'Davious Green and Bauer Sharp, the transfer that came in from Oklahoma. But, you know, the player on defense that he asked him about, and I want to get your thoughts on him as well. There's been a lot of buzz about the freshman in DJ Pickett. 6'4" corner. There's not many of those around anymore. I just want to get your thoughts on Pickett and what the projection for him could be in his freshman year at LSU, because all the buzz is that this kid could be a special, special player.
Yeah, they had him pretty much as the second team corner for most of the spring. He would get one-on-one reps with pretty much all the big guns, though, at wide receiver, and he clamped him down. I mean, he was absolutely phenomenal in the spring in those one-on-one matchups. He won a lot of the one-on-one matchups on the outside when they went to 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 as well. And so it's been my contention that, you know, LSU, you know, definitely coughed up a lot of money to keep him in their class, you know, last fall and last winter. And I don't think that they did that without thinking that he was going to be a huge, huge part to this team's success right away. And so whether it's week one against Clemson or week three against Florida, I would imagine that DJ Pickett is in that starting rotation very early into the season. Him and Monster Delane have kind of been the guys in the back of my mind that I think are going to start at corner. And that's exponentially better than anything else she's put out there over the last really 4 or 5 years.
What was so funny when asking him the question, because I'm always trying to look for a reaction. Charlie's standing right behind me because I'm sitting. And when I ask him about DJ Pickett, I mean, it was just the look on his face.
Yep.
Of, whoa, this, I can't believe that guy's a freshman and making the plays he's making. So, you know, when you have your starting quarterback, And listen, he's went up, against some pretty good guys at the collegiate level. Man, his reaction to it, but it was his facial reaction, told me all I needed to know about DJ Pickett.
Yeah, he's going to be a great player. I really do feel like he's got the not only the physical attributes, but the talent and the instincts to be a really high-impact cornerback. And that's something, let's just be honest, they haven't really had the last several years. Really since Derek Stingley, you know, went off to the draft. They had Elias Ricks for a couple of years, but he was, you know, battling through injuries during his few seasons there. So this is a five-star corner it's by the definition. I mean, he's going to be a very high-impact player for LSU over his career. And if you had to ask me, I would guess it's very early in his career.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights. Great seeing you Friday at Manning Passing Academy.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All righty. Glenn West from Go247. Man, recruiting never stops, Charlie.
No, it does not.
If it's baseball, if it's football, it never stops. And before we blink the eye good, fall drills in football.
You know, Mike, Glenn brings up a good point about being selective in the transfer portal for LSU baseball.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fascinating to see the type of players that LSU targets over the next couple of weeks, because they do still have some holes to fill. I know that the MLB draft is a little under 2 weeks away. Actually, I think it's about 2 weeks away from maybe tomorrow. It's coming up. I think it's July 13th and 14th. But it's going to be interesting to see the players that they lose. We already kind of anticipate a few of them. But at the same time, you know, the holes that it's going to create on this roster, everyone should trust Jay Johnson to be able to fill it in the portal, because that's just what he's shown he's able to do every single offseason. But this year, with the amount of talented freshmen that LSU played early and often throughout the season, they really can be a little bit more selective and say, okay, we need specifically someone that can play in the left field, right? Or we need specifically someone that can play third base for this team. And then they can go out and target the best players at each position and kind of bring them in. So it's going to be something to follow over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, every LSU fan at this point should trust Trey Johnson's judgment.
He's pushed all the right buttons.
Yep.
And that's all I can say. And you got your two national championships in the last 3 years. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right out of this break.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. We got a sit-down interview Friday with LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. Charlie Long and I were there to interview Garrett. You heard a much more confident Garrett Nussmeier talk about his game, what he's expecting from year two, also some of the players and units on the team that he thinks will be improved for 2025. Charlie, let's crank up that interview we did Friday at Manning Passing Academy with Garrett Nussmeier. We're with LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. Garrett, saw you last year. You were excited. First year as a starter, you did a great job. But we've seen at LSU that second year jump. If it's been with Joe, it's been with Jaden Daniels, and you know, I think the same thing will happen with you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm focused on me. You know, I'm not Jaden Daniels. I'm not Joe Burrow. You know, I'm Garrett Nussmeier, and so you know, I'm going to be the best Garrett Nussmeier that I can be for the LSU Tigers. So,
how it is to have your dad back in Louisiana, not far away? So.
Yes, sir.
Not that the phone calls for, not with the cell phone, but you get to see him a lot more.
No doubt. Yes, sir. It's been awesome. You know, just having to be able to come by and you know, go to the regional baseball game and things like that. You know, he's so close. It's been a really cool experience. And so, you know, God is so good. We're so blessed. And so I'm very thankful.
One of the big question marks for LSU this year, you got four linemen all went to the NFL. Yeah. That hasn't happened since 1947. Yeah. So that's a new front for you. But Caden Durham back in the back for you. And hopefully a healthy Chris Hinton.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, we got some guys that are going to step up. You know, Will, Emery, and Garrett, and Miles, you know, they set an example, and they set an expectation. And I think the young guys in that room have really stepped up. And, you know, they've accepted that expectation. You know, obviously we have some transfers as well in that room. And so, you know, I think Coach Davis does an unbelievable job of holding them to that expectation.
The tight end last year and Trey Daz, you know, he showed, because he's kind of a freak athlete. You know, that's not a lot of guys that tall, and it's hard sometimes to overthrow him. But your thought on his growth this spring at LSU?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. You know, he's done an unbelievable job. You know, it's just like me having a full season to be able to watch and find your weaknesses, find your mistakes, and be able to grow from them. I think he's done an unbelievable job of being honest with himself on things he needs to work on and things like that. And I think he's going to have a really big year. He's an unbelievable talent, and he's going to play football for a really long time.
I know you've gotten to be pretty good friends with Arch Manning and his first year, too, as really a full-time starter here. Any advice that you gave Arch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we chop it up all the time. So, you know, I'll keep that between us on what we say.
That's
but he's a good dude. You know, I'm rooting for him big time. And, you know, I think he's going to do unbelievable things this year.
One of the things is, I think in the transfer portal, you always have new receivers. So it's getting some confidence in him and also rapport with those receivers. Was that something you worked on quite a bit this offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in this new era of college football with all these transfers, you know, that's the most important thing is just, you know, developing and becoming close and creating relationships within your locker room. And so that's something that's been a big focus for us and something that, you know, we'll continue to work on.
Bauer Sharp coming in. Okay, first time I saw him, he's at Southeastern.
Yes, sir.
And my deal is he ain't staying at Southeastern. Houston for too much longer, and he ends up going to Oklahoma, and now it's with you. Kind of give us maybe a little thumbnail breakdown of
yeah, he's an unbelievable player. You know, he's got a great mindset. You know, he attacks every single day, and you know, he's somebody who's ready to run his head through the wall. And so, you know, I think, you know, that type of aggression and that type of explosive ability that he has is something that'll definitely contribute to our offense. And you know, I think people are going to be surprised at how good he is.
Okay, you got to play against him in the spring. Is DJ Pickett everything everybody says he is as a freshman?
Anything and everything you've heard is correct. That dude is a special talent. Yep, absolutely. He's going to help us for sure. And, you know, I'm very excited for him. And he is going to play football as well for a very long time. And I think he's going to be a true, true, true elite cornerback.
How many 6'4" corners have you ever seen?
Not a lot. Not a lot. he looks like a different animal out there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Garrett, congratulations on what you did last year. Looking for big things again for the Tigers this year. But win that first game against Klubnik. I was just talking to him.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. It's good seeing you.
That was LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. And Charlie, I told you after the interview, you can hear it in his voice how much more confidence he has as a player than last year to sit down and talk with him. And I think he's, you know, at quarterback, you always got to have confidence in yourself. But to have that playing experience is, you know, somebody can tell you how to do it, but you got to go out there and do it at the highest level when you're playing in the SEC. And, yeah, he had some moments where he knows he can get better as a passer in the short intermediate part of the game. Also, too, he brought up about his ability to run the football when he needs to. And I think that all that he's learned very, very well. And, man, he really was impressive. Just watching him throw the football, he was much more comfortable. He was mechanically always been sound, certainly with his having his dad, who was a former quarterback himself and now, you know, with the Saints as a quarterback coach. You hear and you see a different Garrett Nussmeier from a year ago.
You know, Mike, when you talk to a bunch of different scouts that talk about Garrett Nussmeier's game ahead of this upcoming season and why they kind of project him to be a really strong draft pick for the 2026 draft, it's the NFL throws that the kid can make. And I know that there's a little bit of detraction about him that maybe he has the gunslinger mentality and he'll take some risks and sometimes he'll throw an interception here and there type of thing. But other times you'll see these flashes from Garrett Nussmeier where he just lets loose a ball. And it's like, okay, that's an NFL quarterback. And if he can just make a few adjustments, which it sounds specifically in his confidence, as you were mentioning, that he has ahead of this upcoming season, man, I mean, what is the ceiling for Garrett Nussmeier in 2025? There's a reason that LSU fans should be excited because, you know, even though we've mentioned the past couple of quarterbacks that have made the year two jump in Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels, Garrett Nussmeier is not really looking at them as kind of the placeholder. He's looking at what he can do himself to make that type of jump. And so it's really, really interesting to see, and I can't wait to watch him ball out this year.
The one guy that's key to that, and you got to keep him healthy, and we saw late, once he got kind of, he had the yips for a little while, catching the ball.
Chris Hilton. Yeah.
Because Chris Hilton gives you that deep threat. And if I'm playing Clemson, one of the first plays I do, man, I fake that football to Caden Durham, and I throw it downfield deep. I'll tell you one thing, that safety ain't creeping back up in the box no more. He's going to pay a lot of attention to Chris Hilton. And then you brought in Barry and Brown from
yes.
Kentucky, from Nick Anderson from Oklahoma. And I do think the two tight end set, we're going to see that more from LSU than we've ever seen before because of Tre'Davious Green and Bawa Sharp.
I'm glad you asked him about both of the players as well, Mike, because I agree with you 1,000%. They're going to be a huge part of the offense. I mean, you just heard from Nussmeier there about Bawa Sharp, who LSU fans know because he transferred from Oklahoma, but they don't know much about his game, but that he could surprise a lot of people and that he's a quote-unquote unbelievable player that can help this LSU offense. And that's, you know, the kind of upperclassman tight end that they have. Tre'Davious Green is a young guy that's developing into his own right, but he is a weapon at, what is he now, Mike, 6'7" at the yep. tight end position? Like, he's going to be someone that just throw it up there and let him go get it, right? And he's got the basketball skills as well with that background. So Tre'Davious Green, Bawa Sharp, the transfers, and, you know, also Aaron Anderson, who was a fantastic talent in his yep. own right last year. There's weapons all across the field for Garrett Nussmeier to sling the ball to.
Now get that offensive line to play as one, because that's going to be the big question mark this year. Charlie, I'll almost make you a bet. The best athlete on that LSU football team, Tre'Davious Green.
I believe it.
The way he can play football, basketball, he can play tight end, wide receiver, and that 1 year of growth, Tre'Davious Green, I think, is going to have a huge season if he can stay healthy for LSU. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We come back a little after 5:20, got to sit down with Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik. That's who Garrett Nussmeier will go up against. They'll be looking across from one another on the field. Game one as LSU plays Clemson, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this news break.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.